to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so happy to get some time with you, and I want to give you some encouraging news. Everybody likes encouraging news and stuff that brightens your day. And this is a testimony from Shirley, who called our prayer line and needed healing with arthritis and knee pain. After receiving prayer, she said that the pain lessened and that she had absolutely a decreased level of pain and her walking was easier. And I just share this testimony with you to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer, whether it's knee pain, arthritis, maybe you had a bad doctor's report, financial issues, you got some family stuff going on, maybe you're just struggling in your soul. Whatever the needs are in your life, we love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, give us this wonderful opportunity and privilege to partner with you and seek God's intervention, participation in your life. And partners, I just want to say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're such an integral blessing to us to help us cover the earth with the word. We couldn't do what we do without you as our partner. So thank you again and again. Mom, we have a really cool guest today. Ever.
Oh, so our excited. Guest today is Brian Simmons, and he is the one with the Passion Translation. Now, I love to read the Bible, so I like different translations, and I underline, and I mark, and I put question marks. So I just encourage you, be sure you get this translation. You know, folks, sometimes we just need something fresh, and this is fresh. And it will freshen your revelation of the Bible. So be sure you get it, because this is the best. And today is the best day of your life. So watch closely.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
You were created on purpose for a purpose, but do you know what that purpose is? My grandmother Marilyn Hickey's newest book, Seven Spiritual Gifts, will help you find that purpose. Based out of Romans 12, this book will help you to not only recognize your individual motivational gifts, but best live a life that helps you to walk in the purpose that God has for you. Go ahead and go on our website to get your copy of this book today. It will change your life.
We are so happy you're joining today with Marilyn and Sarah, and I'm totally excited to introduce to you Brian Simmons. Thank you, Brian.
Good to see you,
totally
Sarah.
Good to have you
Bless
here.
You.
Thank you for hosting me.
Absolutely.
Oh, please. It's our privilege.
Can you give our audience just a quick bio so they're familiar with you? Because not everybody knows, they should know Brian Simmons, but they don't.
Well, it's more important to know Jesus, but I was converted in the Jesus movement during the early 70s. Radical conversion, and my wife and I committed at the wedding altar to go to the ends of the world for the gospel. And after about 8 years of training, we ended up in the rainforest of South America, Central America, on the border of Panama and Colombia, where the drug cartel had set up their base. And that's where we ministered for 8 years, learning a tribal language, helping develop the alphabet of an unwritten language that was interesting. Wow. And then finding the vocabulary. The very first verse we translated was Luke 1:37. You can't say God can't do anything. I'm back translating it from the Payakuna language. You can't say God can't do anything. Every promise he has is full of power. Wow. So after our missionary time there, the Lord led us back to North America. We settled in New England, and near Yale University, we started Gateway Church. And it grew and prospered and flourished until 12 years ago, God called me to begin this translation project. So I have 3 kids, beautiful wife, and 10 grandchildren, 3 of them great-grandchildren. So we're very happy.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing the Passion Translation?
Yeah.
So walk us through, how did you move from pastoring into doing Bible translation work? That's kind of a little bit of a change.
We had pastored for about 18 years, and I knew God was segueing us, transitioning us into something new. I didn't know what it was, but by faith, we handed the church over to a younger leadership team and said, it's yours. I will always be your papa and your friend, but it's your ministry now. And I sought the Lord, asked him what he wanted us to do. And in a very divine way, I'll understate this, but in a very divine way, I was given this commission to translate the Bible into a new dynamic version that would impact the nations, the English-speaking world. So I said, yes, if you'll help me, Lord. And since then, for about 12 years, every day, even this morning, I worked on the book of Obadiah and working diligently to finish the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Obadiah is an interesting one, to say the least. Yeah.
Shortest book in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Book of Obadiah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I sense, too, is you have a passion, no pun intended, passion for the Word of God, that as you work in it and with it, that it grows your passion, fever for it,
yeah.
If I could say it that way, grows. What does that look like for you?
Well, it started for me as a young believer coming out of a drug background. I knew that for my mind to be set free, I had to have the scriptures. So I began to memorize the New Testament. 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, because they're short, Ephesians, Philippians. But eventually I was able to memorize about half the New Testament, half the books of the New Testament in about 3 years. So I was full of the Word of God, but I wasn't full of the love of God. Jesus had to turn my water into wine, and he did in my heart, in my marriage, in my relationships with people and with him. And the scriptures just mean everything to me. I've risked my life for the gospel and for the Word of God, and will again if I'm called upon to do so. Mm. But every believer needs to treasure and love the Word of God. It's our health, it's our strength, it's milk, it's wine, it's water, it's food, it's meat. It's everything that satisfies the soul. If you're depressed or discouraged, read the book of Psalms. If you need understanding of God's heart, read the Song of Songs, the Romance of the Ages. If you want to know your history, read the book of Genesis and see how God made you and me. So everything we need is found in this book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And you might be watching right now, and maybe you're struggling to have any interest in the Bible, right? I mean, sometimes I have friends who tell me I have a hard time reading it. It's boring. It's dull. The language is hard. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. But we'd love to pray for you that God would ignite a passion in your heart, a desire in your heart to read the Word of God, to let the Word of God saturate into your soul. So hop on the phone, get on the website. And I'd encourage you as well, grab your copy of the Passion Translation. Super, super helpful. And Brian, one of the things I love about this is the language that you use is modern. It's accessible. It's readable. You don't have to be brilliant to figure it out. How did you go through? And because some of this stuff, like Paul, he's kind of tricky. How do you make that accessible? Did you, when you're doing the translation?
Well, I want God's heart to come through the scriptures. Have you ever been misunderstood? Something you said?
Yes.
Even in our texts, we have emoticons, but there's no emoticon in our Bible. So it can come across sterile. It can come across like God is stern, when in fact, God is compassionate. He's full of wonder. He's full of love, the chesed, the tenderness of his heart. There's no one who loves me more than Jesus Christ. And he is the perfect example of the Father. So therefore, the Father's heart has to come through the scriptures. And I found a number of places in the Bible where it's been distorted. It's been covered up. In John 15, he says, every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, most translations say he will take away. But the verb used there is actually he will lift up.
A fail.
He will lift up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's not been a translation that I know of. Maybe there are some, but I've not found them, that accurately translates that verb with its predominant meaning, lift up. So if you're in him, but you're not bearing fruit, is he going to take you away? Or is he going to lift you up? I think he's going to lift you up and bring you back into the life union with that vine and with his love and his spirit and his power.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sarah, I love the Bible. I love the Bible. And I think there's something that happens to you when you start reading the Word. And you can be tired, you can be discouraged, you can think, what's the use? And it does lift you up, no question. But I find this too, in the morning, my mind is the freshest. And so that's when I read. Now, sometimes I read during the day because I'm preparing for something. But just to have a translation that applies to me, I love it. I guess I can never get enough of the Word. And I said to God early in my life, where are you? Are you in the Methodist Church? Are you in the Catholic Church? Where are you? And he said, I'm in the Word.
Wow.
And I have found that all my life. Almost all my life, I have found him in the Word.
Wow.
And I love this, and I would love for you to have maybe two or three of them. You know, call us and get two or three. Because, folks, if we can get people hooked on the book, we'll change their lives. And so sometimes I sit outside my front door, and I read the Bible. And my neighbors say, what are you doing? Well, it's my opportunity. So reading the Bible has much opportunity with it, but having a translation that's easy is very key.
We thank God for all the translations. They all are good and praiseworthy, but this is our humble presentation in obedience to the Lord, and it's fun watching God's people get excited about the Bible again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ignite a fresh passion, like light it up. So, Brian, some people, you have a few critics here and there. And what do you say to some of the criticisms?
I hope you'll read it.
That's good.
Why?
Well, because a lot of the critics have never read it. They've just heard something about it. And, you know, God spoke to me and told me that my critics will help me be a better man and a better translator. Mm-hmm. So I bless them and I love them.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, and it goes with Romans, I think it's 8:28, God uses all things to work together for our good.
Right,
exactly. I just encourage you, if you're having some criticism in your life, we'd love to pray for you and minister this verse to you, Romans 8:28, that God uses all things to work together for your good. And of course, grab your copy of the Passion Translation. It'll super help you.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent his son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into his kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to him today. Pray now. Ask him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
The Word of God is real, vital, and relevant to our daily lives. For your gift of $31 or more, we will send you The Passion Translation by Brian Simmons. The Passion Translation is a modern, easy-to-read Bible translation that unlocks the passion of God's heart and expresses His fiery, love-merging emotion and life-changing truth. This conveniently compact and updated edition includes over 500 new footnotes, 16 pages of full-color maps, extensive introductions and outlines of the New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and Song of Songs, and so much more. For your gift of $75 or more, we will also send you our lovely fleece Psalm 23 blanket, featuring the seven names of God revealed in the psalm. And as a bonus gift, we will include Marilyn's Seeing Jesus devotional. This encouraging 365-day devotional will give you a faith-building glimpse of Jesus every day of the week. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah, and to our very special guest. I mean, I feel so honored to have this guest because the Passion Translation is out of your heart, right?
Yes.
Why? Why did you feel this is so necessary?
Well, God, it really started in the heart of God. He's the one that gave me this commission to do it. I feel like the Lord is trying to say to the church today, don't rule out your emotions. God created us with powerful emotions. He's the creator of our emotions. So in a sense, it's wrong to say, don't go by your emotions. I understand what we mean by that. I understand that. But the way people hear it is don't give vent to that emotive part of you. So when you read the Bible, just make it intellectual, just make it sterile, just make it facts on a page. But God doesn't divorce his heart from his word. He wants to speak his heart to us, and he uses words like we do in English. He uses words to convey his heart and to let us know how kind and merciful he is. So I'm putting a love lens over the Bible and magnifying what I hope will encourage others to see the heart of God.
That is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And that I love this. Of course, I like to read through the Bible every year, and sometimes I do more than that. And so I encourage you, you need to get this translation. And, you know, let the Bible read through you. Let the Bible talk to you. That's what I love. And I do it early in the morning because that's when my brain is fresh.
So, Brian, you said you put a love lens over the Bible. Love lens. Like, why pick love lens? I mean, of all the lenses you could put, right, why that?
Well, because I believe that the love of God has been muffled. I believe it's been diluted. And that passages that speak of his passionate love for us come across a little bit ho-hum. For example, when Jesus spoke, it says everyone was ekplesso, and they translate that Greek word into amazed, so that people were amazed at Jesus' teaching. But in today's language, coffee is amazing. You know, the beach is amazing. Everything is amazing. We use that word freely now.
You have an amazing jacket.
Thank you. But it doesn't grip the reader. Ekplesso means to have the breath knocked out of you. Ek means out from. Plesso is breath. To have the breath knocked out of you when Jesus taught. How many times have they read the Bible and had the breath knocked right out of you? You just gasp and say, oh my, I've misinterpreted God. I've not seen this before. That's how the hearers were when Jesus taught. Why can't we take the Bible and use language that will knock the breath into believers?
I love it. I love it.
And knocking the breath in is really letting Holy Spirit, right? Breath.
Amen.
Ruach, right?
The ruach of God.
Uh-huh. The breath of God. God breathed into Adam. He became a living being, right?
Right.
Valley of dry bones, breath. Jesus breathed on them, infuso.
I like to read the Bible till I feel the breath on my face.
Oh, sweet.
Because the breath of God is in his word. And let's use vocabulary. Let's use whatever tools we can to release that breath into people's hearts when they read the Bible. That's the passion I believe is in God's heart. And this translation is a feeble attempt to bring that to pass.
I just encourage you. Maybe you've read the Bible in the past and it's been super dry. It's been sterile. It's been lifeless to you. I want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. That's one of the anointings on this ministry is for the Word of God, a passion for the Word of God. And we would pray for you that God would absolutely infuse you with not just human curiosity, but a divine compulsion to absolutely let the Word of Christ dwell richly in you each and every day. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And of course, grab your copy of the Passion Translation. I would encourage you with this. I'll bet you know one or two people that think the Bible is boring, right? Dull and old and antiquated, you know, for back in the day, those old fogies. I would encourage you to grab at least a couple of copies and pass them on to those individuals and say, hey, give this a fresh chance. This translation is really fresh and vibrant and very, very, very helpful, very accessible. You know, Brian, one of the things you talked about was Song of Solomon. And you said that's like your favorite book.
Oh, I love it.
See, yeah. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Help me understand why you love that book.
First of all, throughout church history, it was the most revered portion of the Word of God prior to the canon of the Scripture being completed, the one book everyone taught, translated, and wrote about, all of the church fathers.
That shocks me.
Was the Song of Songs. And there was not a hint of erotica in their writings. Not a hint. It was always seen either as the romance between God and Israel, which is valid, or the romance between Jesus and his bride, the church. And I've found in the Song of Songs, my heart soars when I read it. Let him kiss me. I mean, just let him. The first two words, let him. There's no religion, duty, guilt. Let him. If you were to reduce the Bible to two words, maybe those two words would describe God's heart. Let him. Let me. Kiss you with the kisses of my word, because it's the word from his mouth that changes us. The kisses of his mouth are the kisses of the word of God that inflame our hearts. So as I went through the eight chapters of Song of Songs, I memorized it in English. I studied it and read maybe 90 commentaries on it, studied it in Hebrew, and then translated it. It's not perfect. My translation is not perfect, but if people would just read that, it will ruin their pity party. It will crash into their depression, and it will bring the sweet kiss of heaven upon them. It's divine romance. There's not a woman on earth that wants to be told, your hair is like a flock of goats, or your teeth are like fluffy sheep coming up out of the washing. No, it's not meant to be natural. It's a supernatural book, like every book in the Bible. And when we interpret it with the love lens, oh my, get ready, friends.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times we've read through the Bible, we've read New Testament a lot, but you need a new translation, something fresh. And I like this because it's fresh. Now, when do I read the Bible? I read it early in the morning, but I read it on airplanes. I read it in other countries. And so to have all of this like this is awesome. It's beautiful. And you say, well, do you like it that well? I love it. I love it. I never get tired of the Bible. Amen. Because the Bible reads me. And I know you want a translation that reads you. So I'm encouraging you to get two or three of them or four. Read it for yourself. Pass it on. What a gift to give someone. We give them candy, make them fat, give them flowers, they wilt. Give them the Word of God. Transform their lives. It's so awesome. Mm-hmm.
And so, Brian, I know you've done, here is the New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Songs, and you're working on the Old Testament.
Yeah.
How far are you through that?
Well, I have finished Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, and this morning, I sent off Amos to our publishers, and I've already begun the introduction to the book of Obadiah. So our plan is to finish the entire Bible around 2026.
Awesome.
So you're going to do history next, maybe?
I want to write some scholarly commentaries on forgotten texts of the Bible.
Well, that would be amazing. I'm kind of excited for that. That would be fantastic. Oh my goodness. I just want to encourage you. Make sure you hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy, several copies of the Passion Translation. It will really help you really connect with the loving heart of God for you. And let God love you? I think that's so powerful. I don't think we let God love us. And when we don't let God be himself because God is love. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to encourage you to grab several copies, give them to your friends, and let the Word of God become alive and vibrant in your heart today.
The Word of God is real, vital, and relevant to our daily lives. For your gift of $31 or more, we will send you The Passion Translation by Brian Simmons. The Passion Translation is a modern, easy-to-read Bible translation that unlocks the passion of God's heart and expresses His fiery, love-merging emotion and life-changing truth. This conveniently compact and updated edition includes over 500 new footnotes, 16 pages of full-color maps, extensive introductions and outlines of the New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and Song of Songs, and so much more. For your gift of $75 or more, we will also send you our lovely fleece Psalm 23 blanket, featuring the seven names of God revealed in the psalm. And as a bonus gift, we will include Marilyn's Seeing Jesus devotional. This encouraging 365-day devotional will give you a faith-building glimpse of Jesus every day of the week. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
I'm so glad you've joined this interview. And Brian, I'd like to ask you to pray for our audience. Pray that however you feel God directing them, you, but also pray they'd have a passion for the Word of God.
Let's do it. Friends, let's pray together. Almighty God, we love you. Thank you for giving us your Son, your treasure, the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. Thank you for bringing us to Christ and showing us his glory. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, your Spirit would rest upon our hearts, that you would breathe life into us, bring healing into our bodies, strength into our bones. I ask, God, that you would restore a passion for the Word of God. There's someone viewing right now and you've neglected reading the Bible. There is no condemnation in Jesus Christ, and we're not condemning you. But God is whispering into your heart right now, come back to me, restore your first love. Come and open my word and receive from me, and I will give you the light and direction you seek. So, Lord, do it in the hearts of each one, we pray, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree. And I've never seen the Word of God return empty or void, right? It's always active, it's vibrant, it's creative, it's effective, it's powerful. So thank you so much. Remember, if you have a need in your life, we'd love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy, a couple of copies of the Passion Translation. It's absolutely some of the best material engagement with God that you'll experience as you read your Bible every day.